acts of protest and civil disobedience got an early start on Monday morning, the first day of the Republican National Convention here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Several young people protesting the U.S. Army School of the Americas laid down in the intersection of Market and Broad Street in Philadelphia's city center across from City Hall. Well, the civil disobedience has begun in earnest this morning as we have protesters protesting the Army School of the Americas laying in the middle of Broad and Market Streets. Police are moving in now to begin to remove the protesters. Helicopters overhead, and we are on the kickoff day of the Republican National Presidential Convention. Several young people are laying in the streets covered with red paint, signifying blood, holding signs that are representing various countries in Central and Latin America, where the Army School of the Americas has been training soldiers for the last 50 years. The SOA, of course, is now located at Fort Benning, Georgia, formerly located in Panama.
Close the School of Assassins. Close the SOA. Close the School of Assassins. Close the SOA.
With Father Roy of SOA Watch, Father Roy Bourgeois. Father Roy Bourgeois of SOA Watch, let our listeners know what's going on out here.
Okay, right. They're about to be arrested. The issue is the School of the Americas, the School of Assassins at Fort Benning, Georgia, that trains all these soldiers from Latin America. Many have returned to their home countries and they have tortured, they have raped, they have massacred hundreds and hundreds of people. We are here in Philadelphia to say it to those at the Republican Convention, this has got to stop. Not in our name will this continue. And the people here, college students, veterans, and others being arrested right now, getting to be arrested, they are willing to go to prison. Today, there are three of our members from the SOA Watch movement who are entering prison today. Charles Litke, recipient of the Congressional Medal of Honor, going to prison today to serve a year sentence for a nonviolent protest at the main gate of Fort Benning, along with Judy Beerbaum from Albuquerque and Margaret Kanapke, also going to prison today. We are here to stand in solidarity with them, and we are here also to speak for so many sisters and brothers in Latin America who have been silenced by graduates of this school.
We talked with one of the young people who engaged in the sit-in protest in the middle of Market and Broad Streets.
Tell our listeners why you're doing this.
To gain attention, to get the School of the Americas shut down.
Talk about the school.
School of the Americas is located in Fort Benning, Georgia. It trains over 1,000 Latin American Army officers per year, costing the U.S. tax dollar $20 million per year. They go down there and they crush any semblance of democracy that starts to breed.
Explain the nature of this protest exactly here.
Well, I was Uncle Sam and I had two soldiers here from the School of the Americas, and what they did is when the Latin American country started to say and do things that we did not agree with, I sent the soldiers in to slaughter them, which is exactly what's been going on for many, many years.
It is, I think, noteworthy to point out that yesterday the protests seemed to lack a little bit of energy in particular concern. In particular, when compared to what happened in Seattle during the WTO, that has changed as of this morning.
And as the Republicans gather at this convention, we are sending a clear message to them. We want them to cut off all funding to this school.
Where is the SOA?
It is the school of death. It is being financed in our name, and we want that to stop.
We're being locked up right now for obstruction of highway.
We'll
be taken into headquarters and be processed there.
As we gather here to begin a one-year sentence for nonviolent protest, and Judy Beerbaum.
All right.
And Margaret Kanapke from Dayton, Ohio.
Absolutely. All right, stand up.
Give us a few minutes.
No, no.
You want a minute? You ready? Look.
We're ready.
The protesters are now being arrested.
You're going to have to back up a little bit. Back up, folks. Back up. Back up. No closer than that.
The protesters are being arrested and led away now. And police are moving in now to move the rest of the protesters. Police for now are being very restrained in their efforts to arrest the protesters.
Come here and to witness what is going on here.
It wasn't just the protesters protesting the U.S. Army School of the Americas in the streets of Philadelphia on Monday. The Kensington Welfare Rights Union had stated that they were going to engage in a Poor People's Economic Human Rights March from City Hall to the First Union Center, site of the Republican National Presidential Convention. The march was non-permitted, and city authorities had stated that people would be arrested if they engaged in the march. We talked with Sherry Honkla, one of the leaders of the Kensington Welfare Rights Union. Sherry, can we get a few words from you this morning?
Sure.
Let our listeners know what's happening today here in Philadelphia.
We're getting ready. We're assembling. Our march doesn't start until 11 o'clock, and then we'll be marching up Broad Street to the front doors of the First Union Center, giving the delegates there what we hope that they will uphold, which is the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and in particular, ensuring that we're going to end homelessness in the United States of America, in particular for homeless children.
The Philadelphia authorities have denied a permit for this march?
Yes, they first denied a permit for us to have pictures of homeless people in Macrony Park, and after denying that permit, then they denied us a permit to march single file up Broad Street.
Have there been any further discussions with the police or other city authorities prior to today since the denial?
Oh, yes. We've had discussions two, three times a week. They haven't really been discussions. I mean, they've basically been threats and ultimatums, and we're not interested in negotiating under those conditions.
Talk about what some of the threats and ultimatums were.
They threatened to prepare 1,000 beds for the Department of Human Services to take custody of the kids that were arrested. I mean, the parents, the kids of the parents that were arrested, as well as the month that we were making the art in Spiral Q's art gallery, license and inspections came down, closed down the place, and confiscated the art. And after a lot of pressure in the mayor's office, they reopened it. So, you know, attacking us with LNI, the closing down of the first encampment, and the threatening of using DHS, which to our folks is scarier than the Philadelphia Police Department. We're going to march. It's really important. So, thanks. We have our own accommodations, and legal services actually issued a document that says that the city has no legal standing. You know, people have accommodations for their children, and but you know, today, I mean, yesterday, the commissioner said that he's going to make sure that we arrive safely, and that our First Amendment rights are protected today. So we're really hoping that he follows through with that.
Hi, Mike Thornton from KVMR FM Radio in California. Can you let our listeners know about your signs and why you're out here engaging in this march?
I'm here from Oakland, California, marching for the rights of poor people so that our voice can be heard. We're not going to be shoved around and hidden.
When you say shoved around and hidden, what do you mean by that?
Well, I feel like they're trying to pretend we're not here and push us into a little corner and forget that we're hungry, homeless. We need an education. We need child care, health care.
How do you think this march is going to help that?
I think it's going to help because we're going to get out here and let people know that we're not going to hide and we're not going to be quiet until we get what we need. You know, America is the richest country in the world, and I think that, you know, that's the least they can do for the poor people. We are people too. Tina.
Deputy Mitchell, what's the current offer for Sherry Honkla and the Kensington Welfare Rights Union?
I've already given it. I've given it to you guys.
You didn't give it to me. What is it?
I've given it to the rest of you.
I'm sorry. What is it?
Walk please on the payment, and we'll get you down to do what you have to do.
Right, thank you.
You're more than welcome.
One lone protester decided that decorum was not going to be his agenda of the day. He was a protester who was not, to our knowledge, involved with the Kensington Welfare Rights Union march.
All law enforcement people, wake up! Take back America! Law enforcement, that's your real duty! That's your real duty! That's who you really are! That's who you really are! Your constitution don't exist! You're a fucking traitor!
No cussing!
You're a traitor! Fuck you!
No cussing!
You're a traitor, you liar! You're a fucking traitor!
You're an atheist communist!
You're a treasonous bastard! You're a treasonous bastard!
Chill out!
You stupid fuck! You're a fucking treasonous bastard! And if we have to kill fuckers like you, that's what we'll do.
And the KWRU march is beginning, trying to work its way down Broad Street, fairly much unable to because of all the press that are gathering around Sherry Honkla and other leaders of the march.
Let's go.
Stop the pushing. We are not pushing.
Excuse me, who are you with?
Please back up. Please back up, please.
Please back up.
There's plenty of room here. Please back up. Everybody back up.
The press are crowding all around the leadership of the Kensington Welfare Rights Union as they're trying to march down Broad Street. I think this is the definition of a media feeding frenzy.
Let freedom reign! 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 Let freedom reign!
Let freedom reign! They're walking south with the marchers as they make their way to the First Union Center down Broad Street. It appears that for now the police have changed their tactics in saying that they would arrest the Kensington Welfare Rights Union if they went into the streets. The marchers are now proceeding south down Broad Street, taking up the entire street. There are thousands of media around. I mean, it's amazing. It's the media that are causing so much of the problems here, in the fact that they are backing everything up, attempting to get Pardo's and stories of the march as it moves down Broad Street towards the First Union Center. Chris, have the police changed their tactics? They said before that if anybody from KWRU went in the streets, they'd be arrested.
I think they want us to march and go home at this point. I think that's the best case scenario for them.
And the Economic Human Rights March, is making its way down Broad Street. And apparently the police have decided that they're going to let these people march. As one of the kids at the Welfare Rights members, Chris Caruso, said, it's in their interest to let us march so we can go. Reporting for the Western Slopes News Service from the streets of Philadelphia, I'm Mike Thornton.